She melted. He pet her vigorously as she lay down on her back, offering a belly rub. The cop told me about the German shepherds his family had raised over the years and how great they are as companions. We chatted for a good 10 minutes, and part of that time was spent tossing a tennis ball Graphene had brought him. The best part? I knew Karen, two houses away, was watching the whole scene from her window. She probably thought the cop was going to issue me a summons or impound the dog, but instead, we were chatting like old friends while he tossed tennis balls to Graphene. That must have enraged her. 3. When I first bought my house in 1997, there was an older woman living next door. She had wanted my 2/3-acre lot to expand her yard and planned to tear down the house. One day, while cleaning brush out of my yard, the cops showed up, asking what I was doing on private property. I told them I was the new property owner and showed them my sales contract. No problem. Then I moved my old car into the yard and covered it with a tarp. A few days later, I found a 5-day tow ticket on it for being an abandoned vehicle on an empty lot. I took my title deed and ID to the police station. Turns out, she had called them after watching me leave, thinking they'd tow it immediately. Over time, she made several complaints, indecent exposure, because I was working in my yard in a bathing suit top, water from my gutter splashing on her sidewalk, leaves blowing onto her laundry, and dust from my yard getting on her grass. I put up a 7-foot privacy fence, but she still called the cops, claiming I was walking around my yard nude. When the officers asked how she'd seen me over the fence, she admitted she had climbed onto a chair to look. The cops finally told her that if she called them one more time about me minding my own business, they'd charge her with violating my right to peaceful enjoyment of my property. The old bat eventually moved away. 4. It was the summer of 2008. I was asleep late in the morning when I heard insistent knocking at the door. I opened it to find two police cars outside and two officers asking if I knew a Brad, my daughter's 18-year-old boyfriend. I said I did, and they told me he was in the front yard looking scared to death. I invited him in, but the police were hesitant. Turns out, a neighbor had called the police about Brad sitting in our backyard, assuming he was trespassing. My daughter, who had the flu, had told Brad to wait outside until she got up and hadn't told me. Brad, who'd been stopped by police before, was biracial, and in our neighborhood, that was apparently enough for someone to call the cops.